The rapid rise in the cost of living combined with job losses and low income means that South Africans are struggling to survive financially, and that is making them more vulnerable to fraud. The Direct Selling Association of South Africa has warned that in their desperation to make ends meet, South Africans are resorting to get-rich-quick schemes that promise high returns, leaving no thought for long-term stable and safer income solutions. Joining us on the line from Direct Selling Association of South Africa, we have Imtiaz Ibrahim. Imtiaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, Maulana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum to your listeners as well.
So what do the stats tell us about the number of South Africans or the number of households in South Africa that are engaging in side hustles to keep the wolf from the door, as they would say?
JazakAllah for that question. Due to the high rising costs and really difficult times, we're finding South Africans looking elsewhere to supplement their income. According to the Momentum and UNISA Household Index, that was recently published, an estimated 14% of all households are engaged in side hustles. It just shows, the need for alternative income earning opportunities.
This makes them obviously more vulnerable where they try and make a quick buck.
Without a doubt, at the Direct Selling Association, our view is that instead of trying to look for the negatives, rather look out for positives within the scheme. So when we get applications at the Direct Selling Association of South Africa for membership, the kinds of things we look out for are, some of the following. Does the company have premises in South Africa? For us, that's really an important factor. And one of the reasons for that is if there is a problem, if there are problems with the products, problems with investment, whatever the case may be, there is an office that one can go to the extent that through the assessment process of the membership application, our membership director would actually go out and go and view the premises, have a look at this, it's legitimate premises, it's not some random address that was provided. Also have a look at their processes. Is this an operational business or is it some business that, looks like a bit of a skeleton, but behind the scenes there's no substance and therefore not sustainable? We also look out to check if the company is registered in South Africa. If an international company doesn't want to register in South Africa with the CIPC, you're going to ask why. And it's very easy to search for a company registration, on the CIPC website. We also look for registration of VAT. If the company is claiming to be so big, as soon as they've reached a million as the VAT says, if they expect to be reaching a million within the next 12 months of turnover, they need to be VAT registered. So if a company is not VAT registered, I think that there's a red flag. Then if the company is claiming to be a direct selling network marketing or multi-level marketing company, ask them, are they members of the DSA in South Africa? Because if they're not members of the DSA in South Africa, could that be possibly, because they don't want to be assessed, their business model, is not open to assessment? When we assess business models, we look at legitimacy of the model. Could this be a pyramid scheme? Is every commission, every earning being paid out based on the sale of a product, based on, the sale of a service? Mm-hmm. We look at the sustainability of the company. It mustn't be a company that's arrived for 3 months, people put in their hopes or in their retirement funds, and there's no company left, after 3 months, causing, devastation. And these schemes are causing real harm and ruin in South Africa. So, we're saying, look at the positives. If you're not sure if it sounds too good to be true, very high returns, it sounds like one's going to make a lot of money quickly in a short space of time, probably stay away from it. As a recommendation, if you want to be looking for alternative income, one recommendation is go to our website, www.dsasa.co.za. You can check out our member companies there. They've all been vetted for the items that I've mentioned above.
So what's the difference between direct selling and a pyramid or a Ponzi scheme?
The main difference, and it's a very important difference, direct selling is based on the sale of a product or service. So, if you're going to be earning a commission, it must come out of the sale of that product or service. If there's no product or service, you know, they're saying to you, if you put in 3,000 rand into this company and then encourage somebody else to put in 3,000 rand in the company, you'll get 10% of the 3,000 rand. There's no product, and therefore there's no sustainability, you know, there's no solid business model behind that. And inevitably, you know, that model comes crashing down because it's really not a business model. It just, you know, as the word says, a pyramid with no substance behind it.
Are there any examples of late where people got duped, perhaps purchasing products to resell as a side hustle and then getting caught?
Look, I don't want to mention any names, but, you know, the media is full of these examples. I just read something this morning where a mother and son team were found guilty, you know, of a Ponzi scheme. Now, you know, the pyramid scheme is the one that, you know, people claim to have products, but they don't have products. And it's the example that I've given earlier where, you know, they'll say put in 3,000 rand into the company and then, you know, then introduce others who invest 3,000 rand in the company as an example, and you'll earn a percentage of the 3,000 rand that they invest. So that's, you know, a pyramid. And then the Ponzi, you know, you put in some money, you invest money, they'll give you a return that you can't get anywhere else. And then you invest some more, and then you invest some more and bring others to invest. And suddenly there's no, you know, there's nobody answering the phone on the other side. So there's so many of these schemes, you know, more recently, many of these schemes are online. Under the guise of cryptocurrency, under the guise of other online, you know, companies that South Africans can't actually view. They can't see a tangible company, but they're falling for these big promises of returns.
All right, Imtiaz, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Jazakallah
walaam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Imtiaz Ibrahim from Direct Selling Association of South Africa talking to us about South Africans becoming more vulnerable to fraud via Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes and even at times direct selling because they're more desperate as a result of the economic circumstances.